Hi, this is David Sachs, and welcome to Spiritual Tools for an Outrageous World. Every week we do a little couples therapy between us and God. It's a chance to deepen and explore our most important relationship. Okay, I'm glad you're here, and let's get ready for Shabbos. So we find ourselves in one of the most amazing periods of the year, the time between Purim and Pesach. And we know that we have a mitzvah to drink wine on Purim, and we have a mitzvah to drink the four cups of wine on Pesach. So I was wondering, what is the difference between the drinking of wine on Purim and the drinking of wine on Pesach? And there's a lot that you can say on this subject. It's like pretty open-ended, and feel free to come up with your own explanations. Compare and contrast, as they say. But let me just begin by saying that the drinking of Purim is to go ad lo yada, to get to that place where you see that the miraculous is even contained in the ordinary, to see that even the ordinary is extraordinary. But on Pesach, you're surrounded by miracles. Everything is openly miraculous to begin with. So what is that drinking then? Well, I think part of it is that we do it at a Seder. Now, Seder means order. Now you proceed in a different way. In other words, now you're standing before the openly miraculous from the beginning. It's not your arrival point that everything is miraculous. And Pesach, your starting point is that everything is miraculous. And now that drinking is really about sanctification. Let's go a little bit deeper. Remember, the first cup of Pesach is Kiddush. That means to sanctify, to make holy. And the last cup, the fifth cup of wine, the Kos Eliyahu, is all about the complete redemption. So you're going up and up in sanctity. So let's go back to Purim for a moment. You go ad lo yada, beyond knowing. Well, where does the knowing begin? At the tree of knowledge in the Garden of Eden. So the drinking of Purim catapults you to this place where you're above the tree of knowledge. And now you get a do-over. That's the drinking of Pesach, I'd like to say. Remember, the fruit from the tree of knowledge, according to the Gemara and the Kabbalah, was grapes, it was wine. Now you get to approach the tree of knowledge one more time. You get to do it over. We get a do-over. See, so many of us are going through life, and we just have to keep on reminding ourselves, everything is miraculous, everything is miraculous. And we forget because we get hammered by the day-ins and day-outs of ordinary life. And then we get that peak moment. Maybe it's on a Shabbos, maybe who knows what it is. But we get that moment where we go, no, everything is miraculous. But what about a life where we begin with everything is miraculous from the time we wake up in the morning? What kind of choices do we make then? What kind of life do we lead then? Good Shabbos, good Shabbos. Thanks for listening. We do this every week, so join in again next Sunday for our new podcast where we explore the amazingness of life. And review us and send in any comments or suggestions. I'd love to hear them.